This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 28, 2016. Should you have questions if they're listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
And then with respect to agenda item 4, which is a proposed statement of policy regarding the public disclosure of closed enforcement files, there's been a request to hold this discussion of this matter until the next meeting as well. So that concludes the substantive items, but I'd like to recognize Commissioner Ravel.
Thank you. First, can I mention on the,
yes.
I know I submitted a document late last evening, and that document was intended for discussion. I mean, it's certainly not any sort of hard and fast view about any of those particular items. I'm just of the view that rather than doing this incrementally, we should be looking at the issues of disclosure in a broader way. So there was no intention to, you know, sort of, I'm flexible if people want to discuss these issues between now and then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner.
On this matter, I think that there is, between the two documents, much that can be moved together. In fact, I saw language in Commissioner Ravel's document that I had previously proposed last year. I had altered it in this one to resolve concerns that had been expressed to me by other commissioners. But I think we can move several of those categories of documents together. I do believe we should take them up seriatim to allow commissioners to toggle on or off of each category of documents, but we can discuss them as a whole. Mm-hmm. So I do see movement, and I believe that somewhere between the two documents. Now, Commissioner Ravel's document goes beyond mine. Mine discusses only MERS-specific enforcement records. And Commissioner Ravel's document covers a lot of other administrative records in the building. And so that's another reason to take these up separately, seriatim, with each category of documents. But I checked most of the documents categories on Commissioner Ravel's proposal last night. We discussed them last year. So to the extent there's any disagreement, I think it's going to be small between the two documents. So I just think there's promise between the two documents.
Great.
And we can take more time. I would like to, Mr. Chairman, before we conclude today, also going back to the issue of the technical conforming, just
yes.
suggest that if other commissioners become comfortable with my motion, we might just take care of this on tally before the next meeting.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
And
that concludes the substantive items on our agenda, but I would like to recognize Commissioner Ravel, who would like to
thank
make a few
you.
Comments.
Many of you know I feel like I'm doing this rather routinely, but Allison Steinle, who has been in my office for only a couple months, however, she has been at the FEC since she started as an intern in 2006, and Allison has received another really great position as counsel to a commissioner at the Consumer Product Protection Commission. So she is going to be leaving. Next week is her last week. But I want to tell you a little bit about Allison, despite the fact that she's departing so soon from, you know, my office. She started in the former, what it was called then, the General Law and Advice Division in 2007. And then, as we know, she has been in enforcement with a few stints in Commissioner Weintraub's office and then in my office. And Allison is a really unique lawyer. She's incredibly smart, talented, thoughtful, and careful as a lawyer, knows a lot about the FEC. It's going to be a true loss. She is a accomplished horsewoman, and as we were discussing, she has an adorable little dog that I told her, today is bring your child to work day, and you could have brought the dog, sit on my lap together with the Dove's daughter. But know. Anyway, I'm gonna miss Allison. Her skill and her talent has been really, really helpful to me in the last couple months, and I'm probably just gonna keep calling her. That's all there is to it. Thank you.
Right. Mr. Patalis.
Yeah, if I might just echo Commissioner Ravel, since Allison was a member of the Office of General Counsel for many years, we too are very sad to see a dear colleague depart. She's a wonderful person. She took more than her fair share of gruff from me, always under graceful about it, and was a terrific lawyer and asset to the commission entirely and specifically to the Office of General Counsel. So very happy for her, though, with this new opportunity, and we wish her the best.
Certainly, I thank you for all the service you've performed here at the commission, and wish you all the best in your next position. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I also, of course, want to say nice things about Allison, who is one of many attorneys in OGC that really has performed a lot of different functions, and really we're so fortunate to have such a great group of versatile lawyers, versatile and talented lawyers downstairs. She actually spent more time in my office than she spent in Commissioner Ravel's, and always was a real asset to us as well. I also want to bid farewell to a really terrific intern, Sean Rigby, who is leaving us today. He has been in my office for most of this academic year. He's about to graduate from Georgetown, going off to graduate, take the bar exam, hopefully get a little bit of rest, and then launch what will undoubtedly be a terrific legal career at Jones Day. Sean has really been a terrific asset to our office. He's smart, he's careful, he's hardworking, and best of all, is truly a delight to have around. He's really a great guy, so we wish you well, Sean.
Are there any other matters to discuss? I'll turn to Mr. Palmer. Are there any management or administrative matters that need to be discussed?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
All right. Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.